And finally, after umpteenth days not being able to pod because of life reasons, we're back and we're going to talk about Critters 1. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
It's 1986, and you guys have just been taking on a trip back to the ass to the pond. This movie is our 1986. Hi, I'm Cobweb.
So coincidentally, we've been on a roll of 1986 movies, 1986 music, and just happened to be a 1986 movie. Maybe we should stick with 1986, but then we couldn't get into the awesomeness that is like Critters 2 and 3 and 4.
Yeah, and all that many of those?
There's five of them.
There's five
Critters. I only have four. There's five Critters. Well, there was 10 in this.
Actually, there's 10.
They killed two before they could get to the lockdown. So there was only 8 in this one. Spoiler alert, 2, 3, and 4, 5, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we are the Cast of the Pod podcast, and we are talking about the 1986 PG-13. Did they have PG-13 in 1986? When did all that shit come out?
When did Disney spin out?
Because back in the day, it was G, PG, R, and X. They didn't even have non-rated.
You know, they were cool with those ratings, honestly, to tell the truth. They get all messed up when, what's his name, old lady got in hall. What's her name?
Tipper Gore.
Yeah, Tipper Gore.
She's the one that threw the caution stickers on all the music. Right. She didn't like black people.
I didn't see it. But
Allegedly.
I'm sorry.
That evil rap music was going to corrupt the souls of America's youth.
Oh, it definitely has, because we got a lot of bad rappers out here. So she was damn right about that. Oh, come on, Josh. It was a good one. It was a singer.
Yeah.
It's 1986. Sure. Yeah. What would you... If it was... Yeah, if it was 1986, what did you think I would ask Josh?
What would I think that you would ask Josh if it was 1986? I don't know.
It's the intro.
Did you do that anyway? Josh, you did the intro.
Warning. This podcast is about the horror genre, specifically horror films. As most horror movies are filled with coarse language, violence, and/or gore, the topics and language of the cast of the pod will also reflect the genre. If you have any issues with the aforementioned warnings, please press stop. However, if you have no issue with adult language, movie violence, or the accoutrement that accompanies horror films, please feel free to continue. You have been warned.
Gentlemen, we are the Cast the Pod podcast. A little slow on the get-go right now after we get some ring rust off of us from this past couple of weeks where, we haven't been around. That's mainly due to health issues on my part, but hey, that's neither here nor there. How do I close this media shit over here? There we go. Now we're back to normal. Back to normal.
Oh, that's what's up.
I was like, where do we go?
So I'm Josh.
I'm Cobweb.
And I'm Deb.
We are the dream team here at the Cast of the Pod podcast. You can find us on all social medias at Cast of the Pod. You can hit up Cobweb at Cobweb411 because he's got that info. I almost forgot.
Whoa.
We missed 1 week and I got old timers going already.
It's going to be one of the nights.
What? They can't say old timer?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah,
but so yeah, 1986.
Wait, who's another person?
Who are the butt of the person?
Yeah,
she what? Said. Deb.
I said hello.
You did?
Yes, right after you did.
See, Cobweb, don't be listening.
Nope.
He's just waiting to throw a zinger in there.
to be like, I've got this fact, I got this information, I got this train stop to throw into the pod.
I'm trying to derail this mug 110%. Cobweb's all about careers.
He's like, I don't have anything to say to these two jokers. I'm just waiting till it's a Cobweb show. That's why Merz gave him the shout out on Merz's podcast the other day.
I know. I was like, hey, were two other people in the podcast.
Hey,
when we had our episode with him, there was a total of four, a total of two.
He said half of the podcast. He accentuated the name of the show.
Said Cobwebs, cast of the pod show.
I'm gonna call him up. Excuse me, LA's best rapper, greatest rapper, Mr. Merz, sir. I just want to point out that my name is Josh,
33.4. Oh man,
and I'm Deb,
33.3%.
Yeah, but I'm Cobweb.
Whatever.
33.3. I'm just saying. You heard my heart.
She hurt my heart. My
heart. We didn't talk about this Critters movie or what?
Dude, man. That's what I showed up for today, bro. Because it's 1986.
And 1986. Listen, that's not how it goes.
Dude, man, so 1986 was the shit. Go ahead, Dad.
I wrote some notes and Dad I forgot my notes. Book in your room.
Oh shit. Wasn't it about John Travolta?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
See, I actually remembered something, believe it or not. But so Critters, according to the IMDb, comedy, horror, sci-fi. A group of small but vicious alien creatures called Krites escape from an alien prison transport vessel and land near a small farm town on Earth. Pursued by two shape-shifting bounty hunters. Yeah. Critters.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good
All I know is young Josh, way back in the day, 1986. I don't know if I even saw this in 86. It may have been like 90 when I saw it. Whenever part 2 and part 3 and part 4 and all that came out. Because I remember a whole bunch of Critter shit that wasn't in this movie.
Well, maybe you're thinking of the other movies.
That's literally what I just said.
Oh. Literally. We're all off. We gotta zoom it in, guys. We gotta get research.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said that you don't think you saw the movie.
Me?
I misunderstood you. No, Josh. That's what I thought you said. So I misunderstood you. My apologies. Oh. I was wrong.
Well, hey. Touché. Touché. But, yeah. What do you remember about this movie, Cobweb, back in the day?
Let me be honest with you. When I watched this movie, because I think we said we were going to do this movie a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
But we never got around to it. That was actually that was my actual first time seeing it.
What?
Yeah. That was my first time ever seeing Critters. I never saw it.
What you talking about, Cobweb?
I'm not joking you, bro. That's why I had to go back. I only seen Critters twice. I had to rewatch it because we went so far back. And I came back home.
None of the Critters.
None of them, bro. I didn't see one, two, three, four, five, twelve.
Nope.
Not even one until I saw that first one.
Wow. What's that like? Going through life and not seeing Critters.
It's not that bad.
Now that you've seen Critters, how much joy and positivity and relevance has it brought into your life?
Not that much, really.
It's just me neither. Because I've got these mini posters and these limited edition posters, and I've got the packs. I really recently just opened this 4-pack. My buddy Nene from Nene's List, gave me all these. This is the four pack Critters collection. But what my ass didn't realize is that these are region 2. So when I put it in my PlayStation, it's like, you only have 5 more options to switch back and forth between regions and whatever. So I had to switch my shit to a region 2 to watch it. And I had to switch it back when I put a regular DVD or Blu-ray back in there. Fucking Nene.
That's really fucked
Nene, up. I know you're listening. I know you're listening, Nene. Give me that region 2 along with like 800 other DVDs. I'm grateful and all that, but I mean, you should have told me that the 800 DVDs you gave me.
Come on, dude. You know how much stuff I get at a regular basis. There's some stuff just you just take the deal with the bat because you just got something good. I mean, come on, dude.
I mean, it's only I've been trying to get Nate to come on the podcast, but he won't. One episode.
Yeah, because he's going to be laughing all night that he pawned that Creator's Region 2 off on your ass.
I think you like me. It's my buddy from way back in the day, Renee.
I believe it. I mean, it was pretty cool that he did with the Critters, though. I mean, the Critters wasn't that bad. I mean, I just was fascinated with everything, you know? I was like, okay, this was like a cool year. It was pretty cool.
I was going to say, like I said, I had the mini posters and I had the movies. There's a bunch of nostalgia for this movie that I have, and I didn't realize that none of it was for part one.
Really?
I remember the bowling scene, and I remember that we've come for the Kreitz. And then I remember Billy Zane getting...
Jeez.
And yeah, that's about it.
That was pretty crazy, though. I ain't go front. It's like, you should just go through it, dude. Because I'm telling you, man, there's probably a lot of people that never seen this movie. I'm telling you, this is my first time ever seeing it. And it kind of laid me out. I was like, okay, this is pretty crazy, you know? You know, I still haven't seen part two yet, I don't think.
One of the movies, I can't remember if it's 2 or 3. I don't think I've seen 4. All the critters get together and they kind of like Devastator from Transformers meld up into one ball and it just rolls down the hill and it's just a bunch of teeth.
Really?
As it's down the hill. And I remember it ran over somebody and just like completely skinned all the back off of somebody.
I think it was part 2.
Spoiler alert.
I think I've seen that one. It might have been on the night when sometimes when we get to do these things, they just start going off. You're like on the tangents, try to watch all of them at once. You know, so I can't watch it anymore. I don't think I should have did that with Birds. And it's been such a long time. Well, it's kind of funny, though.
So now that I'm noticing, Deb's got a typical Deb blouse on right now. I see a hockey jersey over there on your side.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? Yeah. I don't have a hockey jersey.
I've got my long white tee and my San Anto hat.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. What happened, Deborah? Is your arm?
I mean, I'm from Chicago. Yeah. Everybody has a lot of arm in Chicago.
So Deborah just hit her arm. Yeah. Okay. Deborah just hit her arm right now. And what do you have on your arm? What do you have on your arm, Deb? Let's take a critter's
break. I don't know if we can see it.
Well, you got to put your arm in the...
Wait, what is that?
Here, let me...
Deborah's a few days into her brand new tattoo healing up. You can't really see it through the plastic there, Deb.
Wow. Deborah, you brought the heat.
What?
You brought it.
It's
nice.
A cover-up of what you had on her forearm before, but yeah.
Wow. How long were you sitting in the chair for that? You would have for a couple hours, right?
Yeah, like four and a half, right? 4 hours? 4 and a half?
Oh, wow. Hey, I can do that. That's not a big deal. I should just get a whole sleeve and start from. Start walking around like I was the Rock.
So, next time you run into Aaron, you should get a quarter sleeve done.
A quarter sleeve done? I'm a little old. You talking about getting a quarter sleeve done, dude. Let's be honest.
My entire leg is done. Both my arms are going to be done. I'll be like 80-90% covered by the time I'm done. I go to my boy Tommy.
I'm the oldest person in the room, Deb. I'm sorry. I'm older than John.
Well, we're almost the same age.
almost doesn't count. It only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
You're like, what, a year older than us?
You children. How dare you? Speak to your elders like this.
You're like a year older? Or aren't you like this couple months older or something?
We'll see. It was still 1986. And let me give you a tidbit. Let me say, one. I'm going to say one good artist, and you guys tell me, did they come out in 1986?
All right.
Biz Markie.
What about him?
Did he come out in 1986?
I'm sure he was alive in 1986.
His album.
he was around.
Right.
Which album?
Biz Going Off.
Okay.
It's first. His debut.
I'm definitely not Googling right now. Goodness.
You
got what I need.
Yeah.
When did that come out?
1988. Going Off was in 1988. Way to go, Cowboy. Totally derailed us.
Totally
derailed. Yeah, we're talking about Critters.
I know. We're supposed to be talking about... All right. You guys.
Biz Markie didn't come out in Critters.
No, he did not.
That would have been pretty cool.
It would have been nice if he would have came out in Critters, but he probably would have been doing like the D-Box or something else like that. And
I'm over here trying to find a way to work in Aaron's Pretty in Ink tattoo studio. And Matt Martinez's Fire Friday playlist on Spotify and Apple Music. And you're trying to work in all the other stuff over here, and you bring in the wrong day, wrong year.
They Going Off came out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, you can't blame me on that. You know
what? Disappointing.
Yeah. The more I think about it, it had to come out in 88.
I'm telling you, it came out in 88. I'm looking at it right here on the internet. If it's on the internet, it's got to be real.
Yeah. Okay, so we still haven't figured out what came out in 1986. That's true.
Critters came out in 1986.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Right.
That's why tape rewind and everything, Posadole rewind.
And not only did it come out in 1986, back then they didn't have Google to search what came out or what's going on or anything. We had tabloids and newspapers to read that John Travolta used to be a waitress. Yeah.
If you wanted to get some information, you know what you had to go do? To go look something up, you had to get your ass an encyclopedia.
Yep.
The secretary dispatcher in the movie, she had the newspaper, the tabloids, and she was like, did you know that John Travolta used to be a
waitress?
A waitress in Florida?
what's the big deal?
It's funny.
You know how many Hollywood celebrities and all that got to do side jobs and all that?
No, I wasn't laughing at that him being a waitress. I was laughing at the point that she wasn't behind a keyboard looking up all that stuff. Like, we didn't have all that.
Hey, those 80s tabloids was raw. Those 80s tabloids was raw. That's when they were all the popping.
I am definitely not going to bring up the fact that one of the child stars from that behind-the-scenes Nickelodeon for Schnuckin' video that's out that talks about what happened to kids back in the days. Definitely not going to say that one of those people allegedly said that John Travolta was worse than Bill Cosby. Allegedly. I'm not going to bring that up.
Wow.
What?
He said that allegedly.
I remember that. And then in Critters, they said that he was a waitress. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All I'm saying is that it was Critters.
And now
let me tell you something. I didn't even know where to even go with that one. You dropped that in like an H bomb right there. And you said allegedly, boom. I'm like, what? What is this? I'm like, golly, Josh. I mean, like, man, bro. Like, damn.
Allegedly,
worse than Cliff Huxtable and some sweater, minus the sweaters and some pudding pops, and then like you know, some other stuff, allegedly. But that's just internet shit. What do I know?
Yeah. Allegedly.
Look, y'all, we got ring rust. We got pod rust going on right here. And
What? Josh, start off with the movie, man. But they don't know what it is. This is like whatever.
So I read the movie. I read the movie already.
Yeah, we already did that. You know?
Yeah, well, and I started talking.
It's over.
I started talking about John Travolta.
Give a
already?
What?
Like, with it.
You're so confusing me.
What? Oh, we're only 21 minutes into this. My bad.
Man.
I was like, where are we at right now? My score already, but.
No, we're not ready yet. I'm telling you right now.
Lightning strikes with miles of your.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, but no, I just.
Thunder.
Right now, case at 12, 2 miles from here, lightning strikes.
Did you hear the thunder?
Can you hear the thunder?
That's not Flash. It's like a Flash or something.
Wow.
No wonder Sophie was barking.
Yeah, our dogs were going apeshit.
Surprised. That's what dogs do, you know? They always go freaking nuts. No, they always go freaking nuts with stuff.
Yeah,
she starts barking as soon as, like, we already know that it's going to start raining when she starts going crazy.
Bitches be tripping.
See what I did there? See what? Nobody can get mad. Nobody can get mad.
Especially the dog.
Oh, man. You know what was pretty cool, though? I ain't gonna front that one scene.
When he sneezed on that car.
He was driving all reverse. Broke
everything off trying to, and then he pulled the trigger on the shotgun as soon as he threw it in reverse.
Oh, God.
And they're like, I thought was funny? So they had Charlie in the jail cell because he was drunk. So they had him in there to sleep it off, and then he wakes up because he starts getting where the critters are talking to him, and he sits up and he starts drinking again. It's like they left him with the whiskey bottle.
A bit of the hair of the dog.
Because they didn't have to let him get any more. I mean, just leave him alone. He ain't bothering nobody.
Leave him, Charlie, in there. He's going to sleep it off. And when he wakes up, he's going to be all groggy. So you got to leave that bottle in his pocket there. Because I ain't sticking my hand in Charlie's pockets. Because Lord knows he ain't playing a little pocket pool in there. He's probably got a hole in his pocket with that bottle. I don't want to be flinging the dinging or anything like that. My last name is not Travolta, allegedly.
Exactly. Oh, man. Oh, dude, I was ticked off. You guys was coming at him hard, though. They fell all off guard. Even with the door, when she got up there and she was trying to get busy with her boyfriend.
So, y'all are right. Y'all are both correct. And I went high step and went off. Let's go back a little bit. It starts off very high tech in spaceships, in outer space. With a prison transport ship trying to dock with on a prison planet. And they're like, what do you got in there? And they're like, oh, we have 8 Krites. They are known as the Krites, the aliens, the critters. And they're like, 8, you're supposed to have 10. He's like, well, we did have 10, but they ate off all the food, so we had to kill 2 of them. Why don't you just let them battle the strongest? Let them figure it out themselves. Why you got to kill those 2 off?
Why didn't they just kill all of them?
I mean, they were going to the detention planet anyways. They're going to hang themselves at their own sheets when nobody was looking. I mean,
dude, maybe they couldn't kill them all.
Their own little Krites Island.
Man, that thing's a rock, dude. I ain't going to front. I understand, how they were, like, ticked off. Like, they want this thing settled with them. Because those things were up to no good. No good at all. One of them things get loose. Shit, we in trouble for real. All they gonna do is start to hit you with the damn fork advisor when you ain't done it. They'll take you back there and eat your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep doing it over and over again. Those things are vicious and entirely intelligent and assholes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's be this serious. Them dogs are assholes because when they went back there, and they, spoiler alert, when they went back there and blew up that house, and they did enough to shit.
At the end of the movie, they were about to get away. Then, like, hold on, put it in reverse, back up, and then they use the AT-AT sound from Star Wars Empire Strikes Back to shoot the blow up the house. But they could have just took off.
Yeah, and been gone. That was my favorite part of that whole damn movie. It was so damn funny to me. I thought that shit was so bad. Perfect. That's my movie. They were bad. They were really bad.
After they get to the prison planet and they start trying to do the prison drop and all that, then they get loose and they take off. They're smart enough to fly a ship themselves. But as soon as they get to Earth, they're just eating machines. And they send out two of the greatest bounty hunters of all time, the Faceless Wonders. I forgot what what the names of them were. Let me see. You know they have names.
Yes, they did. I never paid attention to them, really. No, not the Christ.
No, bounty hunters.
Oh, the bounty hunters.
Bounty hunters were
It was something Steel, Jason Steel.
That's a human. They have names like Hugh Man or something like that. Some stupid name.
That was pretty cool how they assimilated themselves like the Transformers.
How come the one that not the one that was the rock star, but the other guy, he kept changing all the time?
Well, because is he
not happy?
He couldn't find the right thing or something like that.
He was looking for a... He even said that. He was like, choose your face. He's like, this one doesn't go with me or something like that.
Right. And that's why he just changed them over and over again. But that was pretty cool because everybody thought that was the person that was blowing up every damn thing, you know, where they came through the town. Yeah. You know?
First it was the officer, and then it was the reverend, and then it was Charlie.
That messed their asses up when he came out there as the reverend.
Yeah. Like, reverend? When they're in the bowling alley.
Yeah, right. You got this. Whooping people's ass.
Oh. One was named Ugg. That's the one that had the rock star's face. The guy that looked like Tim Curry in a wig.
Yeah.
His name is Ugg. Ugg. And the other one's name is Lee.
Lee? His name is Lee.
Ugly?
Lee.
Ugly.
Oh,
ugly.
Shit. I get it. Oh.
Ugg and Lee. Ugly.
Oh, man. I never think, Josh.
Our bounty hunter is ugly.
This is, no, seriously, I'm not, that's, I didn't name them that. That's what the in the movie.
No, that's
your
cool.
Your bounty hunters are so ugly that their mama had to feed them with a slingshot from 15 feet away when they were babies.
Well, I suppose.
Ugly. I don't know what to say about this movie, man, because I thought it was one thing, and it's not one thing. I mean, I can watch it over and over again. You know what I got a kick out of?
What?
So when they introduced the family, me and Deborah are watching the movie, right? I had already seen it recently, and then so I'm watching it with Deborah again, and she's just kind of looking at me. The beginning of this movie, just like this beginning of this podcast, is just creeping along. Nothing's happening. Once you get to Earth, and they're explaining the dad, the farmer dad, the stay home and make sandwiches mom, and the little brother
that doesn't feel appreciated.
It doesn't feel appreciated in his family, and then the sister, who I don't know how to say it, she had a Hollywood perfect tan. Where nobody else in the family did.
Josh, this is 1986.
No, but what I'm saying is she was perfectly tanned. Like, you know that her agent was all like, you know, you got this big role, you have to make sure you're tanned and whatever, blah, 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 blah. Right? And everybody else is just white as the driven snow, redheaded, freckled brother. Her farmer-ass dad, who's out in the fields plowing and shit like that, was as white as the teeth. She was L.A. on the beach, tan.
So she was fast. You could tell that. That's why she was taking our old boy upstairs in the hay ride for a ride in the hay. So that explains why she was tanned out. She was probably out there in the sun, you know, out there on the farm, you know, and up on the king.
Bug wild in the fields.
Yeah.
So the funny Spain's thing is Billy Zane was one of Deborah's favorite movie stars.
He's so attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I said that.
He's so attractive.
He's being yep. Sorry.
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend.
That got up in the top of the barn. So the funny thing is...
I didn't think so at this movie. It's when he got older.
So the funny thing is, he shows up as the pretty rich boy that has the Porsche, and the dad's like, you can't haul much hay in there. And he's like, no. No, you can't. It's not the point. It's the Porsche. And so they make him out to be this pretty rich boy and all that. And they make him out to be a douchebag and all that. Right?
Right.
And then at dinner, he's like, man, this is amazing dinner. I love this, blah, 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 blah. And I'm loving this conversation I'm having here at the table with the family. And she's like, well, didn't you say you were going to take me out for a ride? He was like, I did. Like, he wanted to stay and talk to mom and dad and continue eating.
Yeah.
You know, his bits of gravy.
And then when mom said that who wanted dessert, he looked at her like, I want dessert.
Exactly.
But not, he wanted, like, dessert that she made.
Exactly. Exactly. He was having fun. He knew what was up. And she was and the one that was fasting it. She was trying to get out of the house.
Older sister had another dessert. She was trying to get him.
Oh, yeah.
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 He's got fucking slice of pie.
Because when the alien ship crashes, she's like, the Earth moved. And he's like, already? Warning. You have been warned.
He's pretty, dude. I was cracking up. This is my first time. Seriously, this is my first time. This is my second time seeing this movie. And I can understand how they could have made as many as they did. You know, because I don't know, as long as they kept this string of comedy going, all this stuff like this, I was highly entertained. It was very scary. You know, when them boys went out there, I was surprised the father went out there as much as he did. You know, because his son had his back. You know, his son had his back a lot in this movie because those girls was fucking his ass up.
Yep.
You know, I was like
when he told him, I'm going to try to get away. He was like, no, you can't do that. You can't leave. But if you did, how would you do it? He didn't even have to rebreathe. He didn't have to take a breath in for that sentence. No, we can't let you go. You're my only son. But if he went OJ, I didn't do it. But if I did, this is how I do it.
That was a straight trap. He could have had his ass. Why would he bring this to the bite? No, for critical, we spend that. He just gonna knock it over.
Neither one of y'all even reacted to the OJ joke.
I did. I was laughing. Did you not hear me laughing?
Well,
I reacted.
Why y'all gotta be on my boy, man? Why y'all Mr. The Juice?
I didn't say anything about Mr. Orenthal. I didn't say nothing.
Allegedly.
But he did have a book that said, I didn't do it, but if I did, this is how I would have done it.
That's a lot of everybody wanted to know. I ain't got away with that.
That's allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You know, if anything from the whole OJ situation we can take to heart is now that he's gone, he can rest in peace knowing that his
Kato's still alive.
I was repeating Brad Williams' joke. Brad Williams, if you ever hear this, see, I'm giving you the credit you deserve. You put it.
I don't understand why you people out here in this world.
Why do you always say that? Because you people always be hating on OJ.
I don't understand.
Dude, he was hilarious in all those loaded weapons.
I'm telling you right now, in my heart of hearts, still to this day, my heart. I do not think he did it. That was a two-man job. If he was going down, whoever helped him should have went down too. And I didn't think that one was going to happen as long as he tried to keep his mouth shut. And honestly,
Chris
Rock's
the best thing.
Wait, why do you think the glove didn't fit? Because it wasn't Juice's glove. That was Kato's glove.
Look,
everybody knew that.
Allegedly.
Look. Oh, yeah, she was on some bullshit.
Yeah,
she was on some bullshit. She had no decency. Allegedly. I understand. What you gonna do?
A legend.
A legend. That's over a barrel.
Yeah. I never. Yeah. Yeah. He was fun.
Stay quiet on this.
Right. This I mean, never, the younger crowd don't know about this. They don't know how to shape, how this like changed like the dynamic of like American culture here look, back look, in look. The day.
I have an example from experience. Did I?
Well, I guess we're going to hear it now.
about critters.
No, well, when do we ever stay on the right road? We got to take an exit and go to Paris, Texas, as we're driving to Dallas and, you know, Fort Worth and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You got to go see all the cult places and all that along the highway. So the day the verdict came out, I probably said this before. I always say my stories over and over and over and over again, but that's part of my old age. The day the verdict came out, we were at Westlake's Montgomery Wards. And they had a kiosk out for DirecTV. DirecTV was a new thing at the time. It was this amazing thing. It had like a 32-inch RCA TV, and the RCA DirecTV, whatever it was called, was on there. And we're all watching it. And Judge Ito is on there and all that. And there's a group of people there, a whole bunch of people, right? And then it came back. He's innocent, not guilty, right? And there was a mix of, like no big, I mean, it was like, okay, but it wasn't like a big deal. Like it didn't affect anybody that was watching it personally, right?
Right.
You know? It just, other than our life, all those months building up of the court, being on TV and all that shit. It just, Johnny Cochran and all the characters that were there. Right?
Right.
And this old lady, this stereotypical, what people would say is like a Russian grandma, had her wrap over her head and her crochet little thing on and all that. She looked like a sweet little Nana or Nina or whatever you say. You know what I mean? Like, she makes biscuits and sweet tarts every day and shit like that, right?
Right.
And she just lost her shit, kicking everything. Wait. Weather bulletin.
It's like raining hard right now.
Lightning strikes within 1 mile of your location.
Now that's, and
she just lost her shit. She started kicking stuff up and down the mall and just like. She was like long, not longhorn, leg, foghorn, leghorn, like Yosemite Sam. You know how he would cuss?
Yeah, but
he
wasn't cussing.
Racking, fracking, rickle, rockle, rickle, rockle. Yeah, like that.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
That's when she was at home?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, I remember that.
Wow. I didn't honestly tell the truth. I remember my grandmother asked me, what had happened? And I told her the same thing I'm saying still today. I said, that's a two-man job. If they describe how it went down, I don't think that the one person could have did that. And, you know, and she was looked at me and she was like, I completely agree. And she thought the same thing I said. And it was. And if it was a two, and I think that whatever did happen with his wife or whatever, something like that, if he had something, he might have had something to do with it. But regardless of the matter, he proved that one thing. LA police was crooked as hell. And he exposed that shit. You know? And besides, the glove didn't fit. He had to acquit. Their key piece of evidence, they was too stupid to think that if you put leather in blood, it might shrink down and get something funny. If it was so drenched that they said. But it honestly wasn't OJ's glove.
I have a question for you, Cobweb.
There's a plant. They planted evidence before. They still do it today. Go ahead.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. They don't allege to that. They do that.
Okay. Allegedly.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dad.
Go ahead, Dad.
I have a question. I'm not saying that he did it or he didn't do it. I don't know. Whatever.
But if he did, this is how he would do it.
Right.
Okay.
But you're saying, I just have a question, you're saying that he didn't do it because it was a two-man job, mm-hmm. right?
You should be saying he didn't do it alone.
Yes, like you're saying he can't do it. It's a two-man job. So what if he did it along with somebody else? Why are you saying that he can't do it because it couldn't be him because it was a two-man job?
Because of the case was sparked from the get-go, because that's what they went off of. When they just set up, they just locked on OJ like that. No, he shouldn't have to go down for that. At one point, he just kept his mouth shut, and he was able to get what he needed to get. And that's what he did. And he got the right money with the right place. The other hand, we ain't had that much money for Johnny Cochran, but guess who came in to help his ass out? Bill Cosby gave his ass the money. He said, don't worry about it. I got you. I got all this NBC bread saved up for you. Then they tarnished Bill's image and all that other junk because he can't mess around. Man, because he was going to buy the goddamn network. We ain't going to say nothing about it. We ain't going to say no junk about Diddy. And it's all this junk going on. As soon as that junk happened with that doggone Ciroc lawsuit, when he was all ticked off about the company, and then when he was getting, oh, let me stop.
They can't. I'm like, we're jumping quick to that. Something else now. I'm lost.
Allegedly. I'm sorry. Josh, getting y'all fired up. We supposed to be talking about Critters.
Ain't you seen that one Cosby Show episode when he talks about making his special barbecue sauce that makes everybody a little hot and horny? You know the only reason they did that shit was because they knew Bill had his own special sauce, allegedly.
Dude, the one episode, I remember my brother told me one day, he said, it was that one episode they had where they Rudy when she was developing as a young woman or something like that. And he says, why Bill Cosby got everybody looking at this little girl's chest? And I was like, yeah, what's up with that? You know, but allegedly, it's Bill, man. That's what they used to do back in the day.
Do I believe we would live in a world where they would want to ruin a powerful, loved, and endeared black man's visage, his image? Yes, I believe we're in a world where that. But I also believe that, allegedly, this particular man that they happened to choose was putting a little something extra in his pudding pops.
I never said it. It's just easier that way for him.
When people were paralyzed and not unconscious, but they still knew what was going on, there were some pudding pops going in places they shouldn't have been. I mean, you shouldn't have to put instructions on the pudding pops that they go in your mouth only. I don't know.
You know,
isn't this supposed to be a horror movie podcast?
This is horror.
It is a horror.
This is horror. It's not life.
It's something horror.
This is supposed to be tough. People come here to hear us talk about Critters. Okay.
I want to see. No. I'm really curious. You know how we use Riverside and AI types up the whatever automatic show breakdown and all that? I want to see what it's going to name this for today's podcast. Of the pudding, I'm not going to do my Bill Cosby voice because I do a really good, really good Cliff Huxtable.
But yeah, Patreon.
Yes. What were your favorite episodes of the Cosby Show?
I like the dancing. The Denise's when she made that shirt with Theo.
I like all the dancing ones. Once a year, they bring in Grandpa and Grandma and everything like that.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite ones.
And are we done talking about Critters or what?
No, we're not. We're not. Yeah.
The aliens break loose, and then they go to a bowling alley, and he's like, we come right. And then all the people from there, they're like, we don't take kindly to your type around here. We don't like you people out here. And then he throws the bowling ball all the way down the thing, and it's a complete strike. He's like, oh, fuck, whose team is it? Let's sign them up on our team.
Then it disintegrates into splinters.
You know what, though? I remember watching this movie, like, a lot.
One of us does.
I watched this movie a lot. But, you know, I don't remember the critters cussing.
Yes.
They were cursing?
Yes.
Like, yeah. I don't remember them saying, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, they did curse a couple times. I did remember that.
They were on the porch, and he was like, Oh, man. When they were on the porch, and then they were like, the human female has a weapon. She's like, I'm not even worried about it. And then, blam, she blasts that one.
Yeah,
he's like,
oh, fuck. Yeah, he did. Things were vicious, dude. They were vicious. That was almost it for dad in the basement. If his son didn't break away from his mama, that was almost it for pops in the basement. They had him dead, right?
That dart that she caught in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he got burnt. It was like on the mist when the big giant hornet came by him.
Yep.
The critter got the dad on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And got him in the stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has like a thicker stomach than the boyfriend because it got the boyfriend in the stomach too and it killed him.
Well, they were brushing a little insulation that the boyfriend didn't have. You know what happens when you're younger and you know.
Yeah. Well, his mental always helped him
out. And he also bit the boyfriend's fingers like clean off.
Yeah. It was just rough, dude. That's why they had to get on. Because think about it. They straight up like eat. They just eat. They don't stop eating. And then they try to dominate everything. Remember, because they start eating animals in the field.
What are you trying to say?
And then they got
almonds off.
Nothing. I'm just saying that's the way they were, dude. The curtains was rough. You know, I would have had to, I understand exactly why they thought it was ugly to come out there and get rid of them motherfuckers at any cost. Because they were done with that shit.
Right.
You know, but them ones are like intergalactic criminals, murderers.
Oops, I forgot.
I don't even know. We could consider the critter psychopath.
No, because it's in their nature. Would you consider, a dog being a dog, being a psychopath?
So a critter is just a critter because if it's a critter.
Well, yeah, because that's the way they are.
That's how they live on their planet. On critter planet.
I mean, the master. Is there Twitter? Anything? Right, there's probably nothing left on their planet. They would eat it all. They just go from planet to planet.
Yeah, like
maybe that's what they do. They just get them off their planet. When they get big enough, you leave the planet and go off with your crews and just go eat people.
I didn't remember them growing. I forgot that they
the only grew. One where they do that, where they after they eat, they get bigger. They don't do it.
Jinx.
They were
empty. Can you imagine? Like the little critter like is all dangerous and everything, and then you see the one like as tall as you.
Shit. So, but like I was saying, you know who the mom was?
Yes. We
had that conversation off pod, Deb. I'm asking Cobweb.
No. I don't remember that, man.
Dee Wallace. What movie was she from, Deborah?
From Cujo. And.
Oh, yeah.
E.T.
Oh, wow.
And it's funny because they have an E.T. little doll.
Yeah,
he was. And the critter ate his head. He's
like, what's up, yo? What's going on? What's your name?
Are you slipping him in the head?
What said you play?
Where you from, homie? Where you from? Where you home, mom?
That was pretty fun. That was good.
And then he ate his head and then started laughing.
So, what was the Chekhov's gun in this movie? All of these movies have a Chekhov's gun. What was it on this one? Deb, do you know what a Chekhov's gun is?
No.
In a movie, when they show something and they tease it, like when it was Chekhov's gun earlier in the movie, and then you never see it again, and at the end of the movie, they end up using it. It's kind of like in that WrestleMania match.
Oh, his big firecracker.
But they didn't get to use the chair, and it just happened to be there. But since they showed the chair, they have to use the chair.
His big firecracker that he made?
Yep, the giant. Dude, it was so good. It was so good seeing. I don't know about the fireworks they had up there in Chicago and all that, but we had these down here called Black Cats.
Yeah.
And they were just the ones that you would light, and then and they had that smell that was like, man, this is. Course. Yes.
Who
is this movie at? Where was it based off?
I don't know.
think it was like Oklahoma. Hmm. You know, I was thinking about that whole thing where you said that Chekhov's guns, and I was like, you know what series that was really good with that? I'll be frank, I was thinking it was Jaws. Jaws was straight Chekhov's gun.
They need a bigger boat.
Oh, yeah. The tanks.
The tanks.
And the hand grenade in Jaws 3.
Yeah, they literally sold you that how he was going to kill Jaws in 1. Mm-hmm. And then in 2, he said the exact same thing, how to do it. When they pulled up a lightning thing or whatever, something like that. Yeah, we could probably kill him if he picked one of these. You know? I don't know whose idea it is to do stuff like that in movies, but they really need to cut that shit out. That's annoying. It's like, it always did. It always bothered me that they would give it away as something so subtle.
But not a lot of people get it.
No, I mean, it is. I think it's just, I don't know. I just, everything doesn't have to have a purpose.
I have to have a, I can't even fake cry anymore. That was the acting. Oh, sorry.
You okay there? You feel better now?
I'm fine. I'm listening to my wind chime outside going ape shit in the wind.
Oh, it sounds so pretty.
No, right now it's like playing heavy metal. So we went to Goodwill. And, you know, they sell these long metallic pipe wind chimes.
Right.
And they're normally like $200-$300 for the good ones. And you can tell somebody had multiple ones and they cut the different pipes out so they could get the different tunes, the different key signatures, the different tones that they wanted. Mm-hmm. And then they put this one together back with different pipes that aren't in. Because when you buy them, they're normally like in the scale, right? Okay. Or to play the certain tones of a song. This one has some doubles or whatever, and I got it for $20. But I mean,
it's pretty.
$30, yeah.
Like,
yo, dude, yeah. I'm a wind chime person.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to take people a wind chime type of guy.
Me neither.
I don't have a wind chime. I've never liked it. My neighbor has a wind chime, but I don't.
But it's probably a good
idea. No, but it's probably a good idea to have that stuff out here because you get a little, sometimes you could get carried off by a twister. Yes, I love the twister. We have twisters where I'm.
You can see that movie, Twisters?
No.
The Sisters?
Yeah, there was a side note. There was the town right over Plainfield, they called it Tornado Alley. They actually have a
memorial. That's they call Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's where they have a memorial in the center of town with a light that never goes out. They keep everybody that died at the school along with the tornado that went through the town.
Pretty. That's
a pretty good.
But that's it.
Great note to end up. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, I don't want to. Hey, you guys look out for me out here, man. You
that one might get carried off by a twist.
Shit.
Good for me.
What's the weather like over here right now?
Huh?
We're not having this conversation on the podcast, Deborah. What's the weather like out there? Are there tomatoes growing? Are you growing peppers out in the garden? Murr-ar.
You know, he's still flossing that point four because he's over there eating freaking pretzels, having a good old time, Josh Day, you know, doing what he wants, putting his head behind his head and doing whatever he wants to do, you know, ever since he's been all offended. What is that, an almond? Yeah, he's been all offended ever since.
I'm just going to sit back. Yo.
Yeah, this is your man.
To deal with this all the time.
I know, right?
You're just on pod days.
Right. How do you do it? Like, when he's like this, like, how do you deal with this? Like, on life? I mean, what do you do? Like, count to 10? Or do you do, like, you, I, God. Oh, shit.
Yeah, listen,
you're back in the pod now?
Can I come back now? Am I allowed back?
You've always been allowed back. Mm. You're the one who's relaxing, doing nothing, while me and Kyle are taking over.
And you know what? Hey, Deb, I'm almost done with it as well. The audiobook for. Ever since we started the first episode, I've been doing the audiobook, like trying to get through it. It's like 44 hours long. I don't know if
I want to read or listen to it.
I want to know how come I'm not getting more credit?
More credit? What?
I lean forward right now, and I was nice enough to hit the mute button while I passed gas.
Yeah, ain't you so glad you're in the other room right now?
Thank you. Yes.
You know what made me mad about this movie?
What?
Everything?
The cat lived.
What is wrong with that?
Because they blew up, the critters came and blew up the house.
Did they? Right?
And so does Ricky Steele or Johnny Steele or Jimmy Midnight, whatever his name is.
Right.
What's he do?
He built their house back.
He gives them a magic business card. And the magic business card rebuilds everything in their house. It unburns it from the fire, from the laser fire. Puts their food back in the kitchen. And then Chewie, their cat named after Chewbacca probably.
Of course.
Is magically in the mailbox with the little ping, the little antenna poking up and all that.
Right.
I'm like, man, fuck that cat.
Man, that was so cool. Josh. Hey, you don't think that they're from outer space? They can do anything.
That's all I was going to say. They're aliens.
They're already smart enough than us, Josh. They can travel in space. We cannot. They have hologram technology. They come in a spaceship,
and they come for the crates.
Yeah.
Now, can I do the sound effect?
Yes,
now you Josh. Can.
I think we're done.
Are you all sure?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're to the segment of our show for the Calculator of Doom. And y'all know that. I don't know why I'm explaining that.
For the people who are just turning in.
Oh, yeah. The millions and millions of brand new.
Yeah. Well,
thank you. So this is where Deb, Cobweb, and myself are going to vote. 0 being the worst, 10 being the best, 5 being it's an eye. 5 and up is something you're going to watch again. 4 and under, fuck that shit. Deb's yawning over there.
Sorry, it just popped out.
We're recording on a Monday night. It was a very long weekend, very long day. So, yeah. Are we ready? Who's going first?
I am.
Cool, Cobweb, go for it.
I actually enjoyed first. I thought it was pretty entertaining. I liked the ending. I liked the, it wasn't too scary, but it did get you kind of like riled up, you know, a little bit from time to time to fight the scenes and everything else like that, you know. I thought it was rewatchable because I watched it twice and I enjoyed it the second time that I watched it the first time.
Agreed.
You know, so I like it. I'm going to... The first one thing I think they were like maybe like a 7.5 maybe around there thinking about it. But you know, the more I think that, you know, they did, I'm gonna give it a good 8. You know?
Nice.
I'm gonna give Critters a good 8 because I enjoyed it. And I understand why they got some sequels off of it. Because it was nice. It has a very good appeal. 8.
Deb, you wanna go next or you wanna go last?
I'll go next. So I could watch this movie over and over. To be honest, I don't remember much about the other ones, but the first one was always my favorite. I give this movie a 9. I gave it a 9 back then, and I still give it a 9 because I still enjoy it. It's still the only thing is like when I was watching it, like I said, I don't remember them cussing, but I just made it that much funnier, and I enjoyed it that much more. I was like, what? I don't remember them saying that, but it was just, the movie's great, and I'll keep watching it. So I give it a 9.
Okay, so you gave it a 9. Cobweb gave it an 8. You gave it a 9. I'm giving it a 7. I like the movie. I'm going to watch it again. I have the nostalgia for it, but then at the same time, the majority of the things that I remember are from the other episodes, the other movies. You know what I mean? So watching this one was like, yeah, it's a nice little origin going on and all that. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. I'll watch it again. It's a 7. That means with your 9, Cobwebs 8, and my 7, the movie averages a 8.
That's good. That's a good number.
That's a good number.
What does IMDb give it?
It gives it a 6.1.
So we did better.
Yep.
It is something else. You know what? This movie was from 1986. How many movies, out of all the movies we did in 1986, where does this one kind of rank?
Oh, man, how you bring that up last minute?
I think this might be the highest one out of 1986 that we did.
Oh, from us? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, shit.
What?
You know what other movies came out in 1986?
What?
Yes. Aliens.
We haven't done that one.
River's Edge. I don't know what the fuck that is. Platoon.
Yeah.
Blue Velvet. Stand By Me.
Yep.
Labyrinth. Manhunter. The Hitcher. And
all the Hitchers.
The Hitcher.
I had to do a score.
Top 10. In the top 10, Salvador, The Color of Money, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
The best.
Dude, The Fly.
Happy.
We did that.
We didn't do The Fly?
We didn't do The Fly.
We have not done The Fly. Something Wild, The Green Ray, Top Gun.
I've never watched Top Gun.
9.5 weeks.
Wow.
Down by Law, Bad Blood, Castle in the Sky. Wow.
1986. What are you telling you, dude?
Deborah.
What?
Sid and Nancy.
Huh? Oh, Sid and Nancy?
Yes. Hoosiers. She's Gotta Have It.
That was dope. Yes.
Hoosiers. Mona Lisa.
Yeah. He's Gotta Have It. Henry.
Yes. Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. Highlander, April Fool's Day.
Highlander was tight.
Why didn't we do April Fool's Day for April Fool's?
I don't know. I just thought about that.
Y'all do it for the next movie?
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, we didn't.
What?
I was thinking the wrong movie, but yes, we should do that one. Since we're still in April.
Since you're still in April. April Fool's Day for the next movie.
Okay. Yeah.
The Great Mouse Detective, Big Trouble in Little China. Yes. Heartbreak Ridge, Cobra. We did Cobra. We had Cobra.
Yeah, we did.
Oh man, that was tight. Yes, Cobra was pretty dope.
Crocodile Dundee Part 1, dude. 1986 was the shit. Peggy Sue Got Married, Crossroads. Have you seen Crossroads with Ralph Macchio?
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Man,
I'm going to say this tonight. When we get out of here, you don't watch it? I'm watching Cobra again. That's my shit.
The Crossroads. Not the Britney Spears Crossroads, but the Ralph Macchio and Joe Seneca.
I don't think so.
1986. It's a drama, musical, mystery. Yes, it's a great movie.
Maybe. I don't know.
Jack Flash?
Oh, wow. That's what Whoopi Goldberg, right?
Whoopi Goldberg, right?
Yes, Police Academy 3, Karate Kid Part 2, 86 was the shit.
Yes, it was. Karate Kid Part 2?
Yeah.
That was dope. That's when he had to do the thing with the hands like that. And they had to do the drums. Heck yeah, bro. Yeah. That show was tight. All those movies you named off right there were honestly some really good flicks. There's a lot of good ones that we can pick off of. So the next one we're going to do that April Fool's.
April Fool's Day.
Okay.
1986. But I think we're done here. Big shout out to the Patreon pod people. Sean. We didn't say Sean's business. I haven't talked to Sean. See if he wants to throw a business out there or anything like that. We talked about Matt Martinez. We talked about, we haven't talked about Upkick MMA from Brendan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We talked about Aaron's tattoo studio. He's on a nationwide tour coming up.
Oh, wow.
You talked about your director, Mike, Big Mike, right?
Yeah, Mike Respitello. Me and him are going to be taking it out to the We're going to be picking it out to see Cypress Hill next week at the Concord with the Far Side and Souls of, with the Souls of Mischief and the Far Side.
Black Sunday. You are not going to find a better first five songs in an album than that album.
Their favorite album to me is the live concert album. That is my favorite Cypress Hill. Yeah, that is my Cypress Hill favorite album. I have the autograph by them.
I'm talking about any album, period. Period.
Period.
Yeah, the first five songs off of Black Sunday, you're not going to find another album with a better set lineup.
I agree.
Of the first five songs.
I agree.
Yeah.
Until Illmatic came out. Shut off. Let's go off.
I think we're done. I think we're done here. Right?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Sorry, a little low energy. We'll talk about it on the podcast, the Patreon podcast, about what's been going on and all that. But we'll be back to normal soon, in normal gears soon. But yeah.
We all love you guys. I think we're done for you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. So until next time, I'm Josh.
I'm Cowboy.
And I'm Deb.
We are the Dream Team here at Cast the Pod. You have been warned. Thank you for spending your evening with us, or morning, or middle of the day, middle of the morning, whenever the fuck you're listening to us. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Peace.